Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, September the 24th. We are opening the lines for your thoughts this morning on the MoveOn.org ad that called General David Petraeus General Betraeus. The ad was published in the New York Times on the day General Petraeus testified before a House committee on the progress of the surge in Iraq. The ad asked whether Petraeus would betray us and charged that he was, quote, a military man constantly at war with the facts. Last Thursday, the Senate passed a Republican-backed amendment denouncing the group MoveOn.org for the ad. The vote was 72 to 25, with 22 Democrats voting to condemn the ad. Among the presidential hopefuls, Hillary Clinton voted against the resolution to condemn the ad. So did Chris Dodd. Barack Obama did not vote at all. Neither did Joe Biden. Republicans John McCain and Sam Brownback voted for the resolution, which condemned the ad because it impugned the honor and integrity of General David Petraeus. We want to know what you would have done if you were a U.S. senator. Would you have voted yes or no on this resolution condemning MoveOn.org for the ad? Or maybe you wouldn't have voted at all, and we want to know why or why not. Do you have something to say to the senators who voted for the resolution condemning the ad, or for those who voted against it? 1-800-642-1234. A thematic open line for you. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We'll also take your emails, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Here's some of the wording of the resolution. To express the sense of the Senate that General David H. Petraeus, commanding general, multinational force Iraq, deserves the full support of the Senate and strongly condemn personal attacks on the honor and integrity of General Petraeus and all members of the United States Armed Forces. If you were in the U.S. Senate, would you have voted yes or no on that resolution? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. By the way, Senator Feingold voted against the resolution, and Senator Herb Kohl of Wisconsin voted for that resolution. How would you have voted? That's what we want to hear this hour. And why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And here we go. Carl in Peshtigo is with us first. Hi, Carl. You're on the air.
Yes. In regards to that revolution, that resolution is to the fact that it's part of our American constitutional right to have the freedom to portray what they suspect and what they understand and how they're gathering the information. Would I voted for the resolution? No. And to the context of the matter of the situation in Iraq, George Bush seems to be so confident of making his achievement. And his infrastructure is so well-wealthied to the fact of the matter, why don't they financially back their rhetoric to where they want to pursue it and not the entire taxpayer to pursue what they think is so controversially right in their regard? And
yeah. Did you say, Carl, though, that you wouldn't have voted on it at all? Or what did you, why wouldn't you?
What exactly is the resolution?
The resolution condemned the ad, saying it personally impugned the honor and integrity of General Petraeus, and it was a condemnation of MoveOn.org for running the ad that personally attacked General Petraeus.
No, I wouldn't have voted for the resolution.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah. All right. Thanks very much. We got your sense there. And next we go to Tom in Burlington. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Good morning. We have to protect our rights here. The this whole question of any time you question what the administration does, you're unpatriotic or you're almost a traitor yourself. It's gone beyond the point of reasonableness. I would have voted against it. Simply because I don't think you should. Maybe it wasn't the most tasteful ad to put together. But regardless, we have this whole thing of a general gets up there, and I think one of the big problems we have, and I think somebody mentioned on your show, when a man gets up in a general's uniform, he has more power and slightly more respect than someone not in a uniform. I think that's one of Mr. Bush's problems. He was impressed with generals and badges, and I think that's how we got in this thing. I would have voted against it simply because we have to protect our civil rights at all times, and the freedom of speech is the most important thing we have left.
Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate it. We're talking about the ad that MoveOn.org placed in the New York Times a little over a week ago that asked whether General David Petraeus would betray us. That ad was condemned by the U.S. Senate late last week. The vote on a resolution condemning the ad, 72-25. 22 Democrats voted to condemn it. What would you have done? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine at 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, September the 24th. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with John Munson filling in for Ben Marins today. According to a recent urban mobility report, Americans sit in traffic amounting to nearly one full work week each year. After 5, John and his guest will discuss traffic congestion in cities across the country. That's coming up later this afternoon. Right now, during this first hour of our program this morning, we're talking about whether you would have voted for or against the resolution that the U.S. Senate took up late last week criticizing MoveOn.org's ad campaign against General Petraeus, the ad in which MoveOn wondered if he was really General Betraeus. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Did the ad go too far? Did it personally attack General Petraeus? Is that off limits during a war? Or was it perfectly appropriate to question whether we were being told the truth by the top commander in Iraq? And do you think it was an appropriate use of the Senate's time? Is this something the U.S. Senate should do, to vote on a resolution to condemn an ad like this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. The day of the vote, President Bush criticized Democrats for not immediately condemning the ad, which he called disgusting, and he said, "Most Democrats are afraid of irritating a left-wing group like MoveOn.org, or more afraid of irritating them than they are of irritating the United States military." Rich in Hustisford is with us next. Hi, Rich, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Morning. I just want to say that I would have voted for this. As a military veteran myself and as a veterans advocate that I do for a living, I feel that the people that you've had on before haven't gotten the point. The point is they personally attacked a member of our U.S. military who has given his life to defend the United States against foreign powers, against the terrorists. He's out there. His integrity has not been questioned. Even Democrats have said that General Petraeus, they were the ones who put him in the spot that he's in right now. To condemn a member of our U.S. military in a time of war should never happen. If you do it, it's just like telling all those soldiers that went over there and died already to say, yes, if you had come out and said something positive about the war, then you know what you're doing. It's just like the sick people who, when the Vietnam veterans came back, called them all baby killers and all the bad things that they said about our U.S. military. It's exactly like that, and these people should just be quiet. And the whole ad should have been. I think that.
Rich, help us understand why it is. It's not appropriate. It's off limits to criticize a member of the U.S. military during a time of war.
Well, unless you put the boots on yourself, and unless you defend the United States like these people who volunteered to defend the United States, and unless you've held a weapon in your hand to defend the United States, then you better just keep your mouth shut, because you don't have any place in the world, because these people are doing it to protect our country.
Yeah, aren't they also doing it? I'm just trying to understand. Aren't they also doing it to protect freedoms like freedom of speech?
They are protecting freedom of speech.
But shut up and don't say anything, you're saying.
Well, I'm saying shut up and don't say anything, because unless you've worn the boots yourself, you can't understand what it's like. You have no idea what these people go through to defend our country. And if you put the boots on and you've walked out there and you've done it yourself, you can say whatever you want. And these people can say whatever they want. But for our Congress to say, hey, you were wrong in saying that, that's absolutely right for them to do that.
Thank you very much, Rich, for your perspective. We appreciate your call. Moving on now to Mary in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I was listening to the last caller on hold. I would not have voted for the resolution. I would like to remind the former caller and some of your listeners of former Senator Max Cleveland of Georgia, who was labeled unpatriotic, and he was a triple amputee, suffered at the result of the Vietnam War because he criticized the war and during his lost election. I find this whole thing very interesting, that a citizen group, privately funded, who now is a political lobby, and that our Congress would take the time to condemn an ad that has given voice to some of we citizens who do not like this war. I personally am not a contributor to Move On. However, because it has resonated so strongly up to the president and to our congressional floor as an outrage to what they say, can only be something that they don't like what we are saying as citizens, and maybe they should have more of this in their face so that indeed their business of governing will be debated on the floor of our Congress to represent we the people.
Thank you very much, Mary. Appreciate your call. Rich in New Buffalo. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think Carl Rove's new job explains the whole thing.
Now, what is that?
George Soros's brain.
I don't know. You have to connect the dots for us.
Well, George Soros is the funder for MoveOn.org that sponsored this ad.
Right. And what does that have to do with Karl Rove?
Well, I believe his new job must be to be Soros's brain, like he was Bush's brain. Remember that?
Right. But again, I don't quite connect it. You're saying that Karl Rove must have been advising George Soros, and it was
I don't understand how he can get Senator Clinton and 21 other senators to vote against the general. That Karl Rove really is a brilliant man, is he not?
All right. Thank you very much, Rich. Appreciate that. Robert in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I believe it's totally ridiculous that the United States Senate and House of Representatives should even deal with these kind of issues. Imagine the next advertisement that comes out by another particular group saying that the president is not intellectually the most superior person in the whole world. Should we have a vote on that one? Imagine someone saying that you are not a patriotic person. Should we have a vote on that? When does that become totally ridiculous? The previous caller who said, well, only if you've worn the boots should you be able to vote on this. I suppose only if you've been a politician should you be able to criticize politicians. The Congress should not be voting at all or doing things or responding to advertisements by groups, and they should be dealing with the business of taking care of this country, not that kind of ridiculous stuff.
Thank you very much, Robert. Laverne in Monroe is with us now. Hi, Laverne.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I was in the military, but I don't think it should make any difference. When I'd vote no, like Senator Feingold did, and this is reflecting onto our president, our commander-in-chief. That's the difference. I don't think that had nothing to do with the soldiers or the generals or anybody else. It's our commander-in-chief, which is a civilian, President Bush.
Yeah, but that ad said something along the lines of the general is a... a military man who has been at war with the facts or something along those lines.
True. He's obeying the president, our commander-in-chief.
Yeah. All right.
Truman was the same way. He told us, you know, he said what to do in Korea, and I was over there. It was after the war, but we questioned that.
Yeah.
Principle.
Do you think, Laverne, that the ad would have been better to not necessarily call General Petraeus General Betraeus and just criticize the policy, President Bush's policy, and not so much call names of the...
That was just kind of an accident in a way. I agree with you there. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much, Laverne. Chuck and Endeavor, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
I am a military veteran. I have a nephew that just returned from Iraq. He was with the Marines there, and I can't speak for him, but I haven't seen him since he's been back. And our family, each one of my other two brothers have served in the military. My father was drafted during World War II. My one brother was drafted during Vietnam. I have a lot of cousins that are in the military. And I don't think that that particularly gives me any special right to speak on the issue one way or the other, or maybe a little insight, but I would vote against censoring the ad that MoveOn had about General Petraeus, because anybody that looks into the issue and really doesn't just listen to what the mainstream news network says about happy talk in Iraq and progress realizes that General Petraeus's numbers did not add up. When he testified, and I understand that this ad did come out before he testified, and it didn't actually attack the general. It said Petraeus with a question mark. And that left an opening for the general to give a factual account of what's really going on in Iraq, because important decisions that of life and death, not only for our American soldiers, but for the Iraqi civilians that are getting killed every day in this conflict, is at stake. These are very important decisions. And without the truth and the facts, and here's a man in his official capacity as a general, we cannot make the informed decisions. And I'm not just talking about the people in Washington. Ultimately, it's going to be the American people that will either pay the price for Iraq or have to tell our elected representatives, get us out of there.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate it. We're coming up on news time, and I want to fit one more call in before then. Jesse in La Crosse, hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I would just like to say that I would have withheld a vote from this resolution. I think that it's really not a congressional body's place to take up valuable time, especially in a crucial time in our country's history like this, to vote on a non-binding resolution regarding some ad that a private organization wants to make. I think it was an incredibly poor taste that MoveOn.org put out this ad attacking General Petraeus personally, but that's besides the point. Congress has no place to be, you know, voting on private ads.
Thank you very much, Jesse. We're at news time. 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890 or talk at WPR.org if you want to weigh in on this MoveOn.org ad and the condemnation of it. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Monday, September the 24th. We want to know, if you were a U.S. senator, would you have voted yes or no on that resolution last week condemning the group MoveOn.org for the ad placed in the New York Times a week or so ago that called General David Petraeus, the top commander in Iraq, General Betraeus? The vote was 72-25 in the Senate. The Senate approved this resolution, saying that the ad impugns the honor and integrity of General Petraeus. MoveOn.org, by the way, issued a statement wondering why the Senate was spending time cracking down on a newspaper ad, even though, quote, every day our brave men and women are dying in a bloody civil war in Iraq. So we wonder what you think. Would you have condemned this ad if you were a U.S. senator or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Got an email from David in Platteville to say that a military person can't be criticized in a time of war is silly. General Petraeus has not given his life for his country, as a caller said. Instead, he has chosen to be chief to George Bush. He is responsible for a great many more Americans to really give their lives for their country. He says, I am a member of MoveOn.org. When I heard they were going to put out this ad, I did not send money, but I didn't think it was a big deal. After the Senate made a vote to condemn MoveOn, I made the biggest donation I could afford. Well, that's right. MoveOn is raking in some money over this, too. I think the figure I saw was about $500,000 to date. Ray in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
I would have voted against the resolution. The ad was a beautiful catalyst for discussion in this very strained time about free speech in our country. And if the Army isn't in Iraq fighting for the Iraqis to have freedoms, such as freedom of speech, I would like to ask the pro-military caller who called a few calls ago, maybe he would be more comfortable in a country like Burma or China, where the generals are never questioned, and when they are, you are shot for questioning them.
Thank you very much, Ray. Appreciate your input on this question this hour. Let's go to John in Madison. Hi, John.
Well, I wouldn't have voted for the resolution at all. Everybody ought to recognize, it doesn't matter what your profession is, anybody can be wrong and anybody can also falsify at any level, during any war, at any time. Can anybody defend Colin Powell now? He was over a four-star general. And his falsifications led us into war, and he said that in front of the entire Security Council of the United Nations. Every last bit, every iota of evidence he presented was a falsification of reality, and we're in a rotten war that is not enhancing the security of America at all. If anything, it's diminishing. It's putting us more at risk. But the point of this ad, they knew in advance. Petraeus put out what he was going to say, so they knew in advance what he was going to say. Petraeus has a record in 2004 of acting in a pro-Republican fashion with his Washington Post editorial. That was right before the election for George Bush. At that time, he again stated that the momentum was increasing, things were looking more and more favorable in 2004 in Iraq. He was wrong at that time. They had every right in the world to question this guy's credibility. And obviously, the way they did it with this Petraeus was to generate, as everybody has indicated, interest in this because they sensationalized it. But this whole issue needs to be sensationalized and put absolutely in the public's mind because it has to stop.
Thank you very much, John. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Getting your thoughts on this ad by MoveOn.org. Questioning whether General Petraeus was really General Betraeus, and the Senate, U.S. Senate, voting to condemn the group and the ad for personally attacking General Petraeus. Ann and Decorah, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
I would have declined to vote on this issue. I think it's right in there with voting against French fries and French toast, which neither were made in France or developed in France. Has anybody read the ad? Did they go on to personally condemn the general? I know that the huge title is a question, not a statement. And if you watch the hearing, the moment I remember most was when Republican icon Senator Warner from Virginia, he gave a beautiful introduction to his question to the general, saying that, you know, in past wars, we realize that the death of every soldier is on your shoulders. And he said that the general would give every day or every second day account of how many soldiers had lost their lives to the president because it was that important. And at that point, he said, do you feel the United States is safer or America is safer because of Iraq? And Petraeus went on to say, well, I feel that in order to do this and that, and there was a huge pause, and Senator Warner asked a second time, do you feel that we are safer?
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the connection, and Petraeus said, I can't answer that. My job is to carry out my mission.
Mm-hmm.
And in that point, he said it. The military is there to carry out the mission. I think they were interviewing General Casey, who, of course, had to retire and was replaced. And he made it very clear that the military is not there to make policy. They are there to carry out the wishes of the commander-in-chief. That's why they need and deserve the best commander-in-chief possible.
Yeah. One of the lines, Anne, of the ad, and I'll get the whole text, and if it doesn't take too long, I'll read the whole thing, but it did charge that it did ask whether Petraeus would betray us, asked, and charge that he was a military man constantly at war with the facts. So a nice way of saying that he was lying, right?
Well, at war with the facts, the fact being the military is there to carry out the policy, not be the... for how many months has our president been saying, he'll make the decision, he'll make the decision? It's not for him to make the decision. He was put in a very bad place. I mean, and you get back to, they put their lives on the line. What has that man done to get to the level that he's at? When your one caller said, until you put on the boots, don't you dare criticize us, where was Mr. Bush when they were absolutely devastating Senator Kerry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much passion and so little thought going into things anymore. They just want to get everybody all barreled up and emotional, and we're not looking at what's going on. I stress everybody, watch PBS's The War and see what's going on with those people. They deserve their best commander-in-chief, and it's us to us to keep level-headed and really follow the facts.
Thank you very much, Anne. Appreciated that. Yeah, also, just before this vote that condemned the MoveOn.org ad, the Senate rejected a Democratic amendment that did criticize the MoveOn advertisement as an unwarranted attack on Petraeus, but that amendment also criticized the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth attacks in 2004 against Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry. That Democratic amendment, was rejected. So let's go next to Nick in Prairie Farm. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'd just like to kind of reiterate what the last caller is saying about the waste of time of non-binding resolutions by our Congress, but also thinking smart and getting the facts. Because this article or this ad come out before he made the testimony, and knowing that he's not a politician but a military man, it just seems wrong that an organization would try to slander a man, get at a political agenda, and that's not right. I would never quell the First Amendment over something like this, but
yeah.
That well, man, somebody a liar, like you're stating, it's kind of a half truth what they said about. I forget what you said about. How they had put it that he could be telling lies.
Well, they just said, and in fact, General Petraeus is a military man constantly at war with the facts. That's the text of the MoveOn.org ad. It goes on to say, and it is too long to read right now before our weather break, but he does say that last week Petraeus, the architect of the escalation of troops in Iraq, said that we have achieved progress, and we are obviously going to do everything we can do to build on that progress. Every independent report on the ground situation in Iraq shows the surge strategy has failed. So they're questioning whether the surge was being successful. The MoveOn.org ad was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Is that saying that Petraeus is lying? Is that a disgusting, condemnable ad, Nick?
Well, I'm not saying it's condemnable. I think it's a non-issue as far as Congress should be concerned. But it seems like the Democrats and the Republicans are so embattled against each other that there's no common ground to find a rectification of this conflict. like the last caller was saying, you need to watch that series on the war on PBS. I started watching that last night and tried to put that perspective of what happened back then to what happens now. I mean, we lost 2,800 soldiers in Pearl Harbor, and the country was aghast at it for years and years and years. We lost 350,000 troops in 4 years. We've lost 3,000 troops over in Iraq, and people are more concerned about those 3,000 that we've lost so far against the 350,000. It's a totally different time, but what an ugly war.
Right. I gotta jump in. I'm sorry, Nick. Appreciate your call. It's Weather Break time. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up on 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, September the 24th, it's our State Capitol Report. As usual, after 7 o'clock on a Monday, we do this every Monday. And today we might have some reports of a possible breakthrough in the state budget logjam. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we want to know what you would have done if you were a U.S. senator. Would you have voted yes or no on the resolution condemning MoveOn.org for the ad that questioned whether General Petraeus was really General Betraeus? Or maybe you wouldn't have voted at all. Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Willie in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, any legislator should vote against this if they've ever happened to read the Constitution. Many of them probably have not, it seems. Military people are politicians. The politics of the military need to be examined. You know, it was very different when every Tom, Dick, and Harry around the country got drafted, and you had a vast, you know, unwilling group of people that, but at least would reflect the political demographic of the country. The last survey I have seen says that 96% of all officers consider themselves Republicans, call themselves in a survey Republicans or conservatives. And it's like about 86% of the enlisted men. That is, it's a problem. When you have a military that's political opinion is wildly different from that of the country, you know, in a lot of places, that's one of the reasons military take over governments. Ever since the Indochina war crimes, our cowardly, parasitic military has been on a big PR campaign to teach us the same thing that was taught by another politician in the 1920s and 30s, that the victorious army of the previous generation had been stabbed in the back. In that case, that politician said they had been stabbed in the back by Jews and communists.
Yeah, we know who you're talking now, about, Willie. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Oh, good. Well, I wasn't sure people would. Now we are told, you know, our victorious army of Indochina was stabbed in the back by students marching in the streets and, of course, you journalists, you know, who I thought did a pretty decent job of reporting on that war. It's just you didn't reflect the political opinions of military bureaucrats like Westmoreland, Powell, and Petraeus. He's another one of them. And, you know, how many men are going to die while our legislators in Washington are voting to condemn what somebody said about him? By the way, I did send an email. He was wearing one medal that he was not entitled to of all of those, you know, chest full of medals. We need to remember that the military are public servants, and we need to stop worshiping them.
Thank you very much, Willie. We got lots of other callers that we want to get on the air. We appreciate your email and your call. Ben in Sheboygan, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I would have voted against this particular resolution. I would be very curious to know how many of your callers have actually read MoveOn.org's article. I understand, I have not read it myself, but I understand basically it's a relatively factual document. Where I take exception is where they use the word betray us. I thought that was a little overboard. That makes me think of the Max Cleland debacle and the swift boating of John Kerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many have read the ad. I read excerpts of it just a few minutes ago.
Now, I'm not terribly widely read, but I've been coming across a lot of information that tells me that Petraeus was giving us, I guess they call it cherry-picking his facts. And now what I was most amazed at is during his testimony before the Senate, no one really called him on anything. They kept insisting on the question of how long will it take.
Yeah. And well, Hillary Clinton did say you are requiring us to suspend disbelief, and she took a lot of flack for that.
Yes, she did. But I think that as a body, the Senate should have really questioned. I'm not saying just Democrats or just Republicans. I would like to see my representatives really trying to find out what's going on instead of all this backbiting that goes on.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Ben. And we will go next to, who's next? I think Brian in Whitehall is. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joey. Good morning, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to note that the reactionary Republicans don't have a problem criticizing anything the Democrats do, but once, or any Democratic organization, but once a Democratic, well, not necessarily affiliated, but a liberal group criticizes something connected to the Republicans, all you hear is an outrage. Myself, I condemn the Democrats for being spineless enough to even propose a vote condemning the article, because after all, you have to remember, and one of the previous callers should also remember, that we're not in a war because war has never been declared by Congress, and the U.S. military is not defending our freedom. What they're doing is invading a sovereign nation that had no part in any attack on this country. But people seem to forget that.
Yeah, and just to clarify, the resolution condemning the ad and moveon.org for the ad was a Republican-backed resolution. A Democratic-backed resolution that would have included all personal attacks like the swift boat ads and that sort of thing was rejected.
Well, I'm mistaken then, but any resolution that condemns any criticization of any public official is basically censorship of free speech, I think.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate the call. Kurt in Earl is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't think the issue should be even discussed in Congress because Congress has more important things to talk about. Our economy, for example, our economy is based on oil. I mean, it needs to grow. And the United States military is just doing its job to secure resources for our economy to grow. And if our economy doesn't grow, and if it don't have cheap oil available to it, it'll collapse. So
yeah.
I think
you're kind of changing the subject on us, though, Kurt. So this was a waste of time for the Senate, though, in terms of MoveOn.org's ad criticizing General Petraeus.
Well, I think it gets to the heart of the matter. I mean, Congress has to talk about creative ways to become less dependent on oil. Mm. Simple enough. And if we don't, our military is going to be there securing the resource for us.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Appreciate the call. And Tom in Waupun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. The background to this ad really had to do with, for the month or so before, the information that really the general was just going to say, in fact, the speech was going to be written at the White House. He was in there to say that. He's hired, Pace was fired, and Petraeus was put in there to do exactly that. Tony Snow said, a general looks a lot better than a politician, and that's why he's going to be there, and is a lot more patriotic. This is all a dog and pony show. And the person who probably knows that best is the general. And the ambassador. They know why they're there. They know what they're supposed to say. The ambassador, in fact, had a speech exactly the opposite to that right before coming on, but they know what their role is. They know what they're expected to do, and that's their job.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of this stuff with, I think the Democrats are spineless that voted this way. Look for your presidential candidates in the group that didn't vote for this resolution, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate the call. Those Democrats who voted against the resolution, who are candidates for president. Hillary Clinton voted against the resolution to condemn MoveOn.org. So did Chris Dodd. Barack Obama did not vote at all. He didn't vote on the resolution. Neither did Joe Biden. Republicans, sitting U.S. senators who are in the Senate, Republicans John McCain and Sam Brownback voted for the resolution, which condemned the ad because they say it impugned the honor and integrity of General David Petraeus. Not running for president, but in Wisconsin, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold voted against the resolution to condemn the ad, and U.S. Senator Cole voted for that resolution. The vote, again, was 72 to 25, with 22 Democrats joining Republicans voting to condemn the ad. We appreciate all of your calls during this open line on that ad, allowing you to play U.S. Senator. I thought I would keep track during the hour, but I didn't, so you heard it. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Christina Taylor for on-air production. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.